Hello, our wonderful patrons. We are doing our 10th ever chibi scoring, where Jordan and I are looking at our guesses and seeing how right, how wrong, and how kind of half wrong we were. You know, it's in between. And we are going to be scoring our episodes on Bootsy's Own, Takeki Ryusei, Ichigo's Under Control, Harrisburg Mirror World, and Amalgam Distortion. And to recap, our scoring system is 1 point if you're right on the money, half a point if arguably you're right, and zero big old goose egg if you were not right at all. So we'll see. I'm currently in the lead, but Jordan's had some strong episodes lately, so he might catch up.
All right.
So, Jordan, let's kick things off with Bootsy's Own, where my first guess was there will be some sort of ham-fisted mecha element.
Can't believe you got this right. I got so angry.
Yes, it was great. Next up, turns out Sachi isn't the chosen one. It actually, Sachi doesn't really ever matter in the plot, but there's no inauthenticity to her, I believe.
I think that she is the chosen one, even if she doesn't really matter much.
No, she doesn't. God, she's still so mad that random mecha shit for no reason.
I am.
Next up, Grandpa is actually a badass warrior and comes out of retirement. No, I don't think Grandpa ever actually matters to the plot of this series.
Problem with this series is that I barely remember anything about it.
Yeah, me too. It's okay. That's half the fun, though.
Yeah.
Our listeners can tell us if we fuck something up. And then, Jordan, your first guess was Sachi will very suddenly turn into Miroku in the last chapter. I don't believe that happens.
I feel like it might. Again, I don't remember much about this series.
Yeah, this is a hard one. Senju will sacrifice his physical form to defeat a bad guy. That kind of happens where he kind of half dies.
Yeah, I'll take a 0.5 on that.
Jordan, you're starting to sound like you didn't fully reread Bootsy's Own again just for this episode.
I didn't, I have to admit. I know that you reread everything, but yeah.
And then, Jordan, you're going to be excited. You got this 100% right. There will be enemy Buddha. That is correct. He fights a lot of evil Buddhas.
Yes.
All right, next from Takeki Ryusei, there's going to be some gang hierarchy that MC is going to be fighting to the top. Deal?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jordan?
I'll at least give you a 0.5 on this.
I'll take a 0.5.
Oh, man, it's tricky because he doesn't fight to get to the top, but
he has to deal with society, which has a hierarchy to it.
Yeah.
Next up, there's some sort of power system. There are supernatural elements that the series kind of hides exist, but there's no formal like energy system.
I would not say there's a power system.
We learn cool motorcycle facts. No, they don't fuck.
Nope.
God, I was so disappointed.
It should have. David, it should have been. There should have been.
The first 8 chapters, and they should have just rewritten it from there. All right, Jordan, you say that the main character has mastered some sort of martial art passed down by an older male figure. I don't think they ever really say how he got so strong.
Nope.
You said his sister will be used as a hostage. I don't think she never shows up again, right?
Yeah, I don't think she ever shows up again.
I think he mentions her before he leaves Japan like the third time. And then Ryu had an arch nemesis gang leader. Nope, anything that has to do with gangs doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
All right, Ichigoki's under control. The gorilla incident was no coincidence. I think it actually was a complete coincidence.
I think it was too.
We will see less than 10 of the hidden features. No, they actually show a lot of his hidden features.
Yeah.
There will be a big booby supporting character that Mesa will make no boob joke about. I don't think there's any heavily sexualized characters except for the author's blatant fetishes.
Yeah, I don't think we actually had a big booby supporting character.
No, I don't think any woman breastfully boobleed throughout the series.
No.
And then, Jordan, you said one of his powers was transforming into a car. I don't think he actually transformed into a car. I know he turned into a jet ski, so I'm happy to give you half a point, but I don't remember if he turned into a proper four-wheel vehicle.
Nah, I think I get a zero on that.
You want zero,
not
half?
A jet ski's not a car. I'm about honor, David.
I appreciate it. But there's a secret society after Ichigoki because he's a robot. There are definitely people, but I don't think it's a secret society.
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure no.
There was her, like, apprentice who turned out to be evil.
Yeah.
We will not meet his parents. That is true. I don't think his family matters, and no one seems to care in his family that got turned into a robot.
Nobody cares.
All right, next up is Harrisburg in Mirror World. There will be an evil mirror user, a black mirror of sorts. That's a clever joke, but it is not true.
Nope.
The female main character loses all her interest in characterization throughout the series. That is correct.
Yes.
None of the women have interesting personalities.
Nope.
And there is a chance to leave the mirror, but it comes to a sacrifice that MC isn't willing to make. So this actually does kind of happen, but he is willing to make that sacrifice. So is that half a point or zero? Because it's that she'll forget about the relationship.
I think the point of that is that the MC is not willing to make that.
Okay, that's fine. You said the main character will see at least 2 other girls in sexual poses. That is unfair, but correct.
Yes.
The main character will start to turn into one of those creepy ghost things. No, that does not happen.
Nope.
One of them has to reveal a liar by listening to them talking. That is a clever plotline they do not actually capitalize on.
I was mad that didn't happen.
He was very creatively bankrupt while writing this.
I remember being mad that it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's such low-hanging fruit. And then Jordan, finally, from Amalgam of Distortion, the science lady will turn herself into a monster as a final boss. That is correct. She is the final boss of the series, and she turns into a giant monster.
Yep.
The sword guy will die, and the main character will inherit his will. No, that does not happen. The main character guy survives the entire series.
He does.
and the main character will hide while being chased by mutant assassins. No, we really thought that's what was going to happen, but he just kind of fights them.
Yeah.
I'm still glad I got one guess on the money, though.
Yeah.
And then, Jordan, you said the main character is going to go to school and hide how he is a bone man. I don't think there's any high school, like, trying to live a normal high school life element to the series, which it's probably better for, to be honest.
I think that happens once, and then he stops.
Okay, do you want half a point, then?
Yeah.
All right, next up, you said he's going to miss the date. She's going to punch him and be like, what? What's his feeling? It's not flesh. No, I think he just tells her he's like a bone monster, right?
Yeah.
And finally, the monsters are going to communicate with him mentally. No, all the monsters are just, like, people that talk.
Well, what I meant was the monster that he has inside him is going to communicate with him telepathically.
Does that show up?
It's almost like Amalgam of Distortion is not very memorable.
No, it's not. But actually, the author's new series, Dragon Chameleon, is really good, and you should read it.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I don't think that happens.
I don't think that happens either.
Alrighty then. So, Jordan, drumroll, please. Let's find out. Jordan, you beat me.
Oh my God!
You beat me by half a point.
Oh my God!
For the second time.
Yes!
So, that brings Jordan has 4 points. I have 3.5. That brings my accuracy to 33%. Jordan is at 28%, but he is catching up. Jordan, you are just getting so much better at this.
I'll be there someday. Someday, David, I'm going to take you down!
Rachel's been watching Friends, so I've been... I'll be there for you in the rain. You know, it was actually interesting how the lyrics of that song don't make much sense. Because, you know, the first is like, no one ever told you life was going to be this way, right?
Yeah.
But then later on, it says your mother warned you you'd have days like this. So, you know, explain this to me.
Somebody told them life was going to be this way.
So someone did tell you that life would be this way. This shit ain't Kino Dog.
No.
So anyway, in this essay, I am going to...
David, shut up.
All right, bye.
Bye.